Day 37. Lord, help! Our scripture passage is taken from Psalm 70. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, Aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, The Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay. Asking God for help is not a sign of weakness. In fact, it should be the first thing a Christian does in any kind of trouble. Anyone else would see this as a weakness, the last resort, or being downright irresponsible. But think about this. If you are a student being treated unfairly at school, wouldn't you tell your parents? If your colleague does not cooperate and is jeopardizing the project, wouldn't you tell your boss? Before Jesus came, we were alone and had no one to turn to. But when Jesus came and died on the cross, he made everyone who believes in him part of his family. That means the Heavenly Father became our Father. So when this world gives you trouble, why wouldn't you go to your Father in heaven, who loves you and rules the universe? It would be wise to learn from King David, who, despite being a king, would go to God as his first step towards problem solving. It is not a sign of weakness, but of wisdom. He was drawing on a higher power to overcome trouble. Are you in any trouble? Ask God for help. You will be glad you did. Reflection. What stops you from asking God for help when in trouble? Ask Him to teach you to trust and depend on Him for help. Let's dig deeper. Take time to remember and thank God for His help in the past and commit to grow in your trust and dependence on Him. Let us pray. Lord, whenever I am in trouble, teach me to be wise, humble and willing to come to you for help and protection. Amen.